Hey familia, ¿cómo están ustedes? Oh man, I'm speaking too much Spanish, I swear. I wonder if I have an accent yet. Well, not important. Okay, so this week was freaking sweet. Seriously, we've had like some amazing miracles happen here in Tulsa. Yeah, it was awesome. I'll explain more about this, but let's see. I guess I'll start with the questions that Dad, you asked me to send every week. And so I really like this idea because I think like during the week it makes me focus on these four things, which these four things are, something that like the things that I need to like focus on during the week or whatever. So that way they happen. But the first question is a time I used the priesthood this week. There's actually two times. The first time was let's see, we gave a blessing to an hermano that he just got surgery because he had a hernia. It was actually the husband of the lady, the sister that we baptized like 2 or 3 weeks ago. He had a hernia and so he had surgery, and so we gave him a blessing. And that was cool. I love like doing the blessings and stuff in Spanish. It's like different, but like the same. I don't know. And then, actually, Friday or Saturday, I actually gave a blessing, my first blessing in Spanish. It was pretty cool. It was a guy, he's a member, but he's less active. Well, inactive. And so I was able to give him a blessing in Spanish, and it was so cool because, like, at first I was like super nervous because I don't really know how to say everything, but then like the words just started coming to my mind, and I don't know, it worked out pretty well. But it was cool. Priesthood is real. But yeah, and so those are like the two big times that we used the priesthood this week. And then a miracle. First, I'm gonna do the miracle one after service. So service, let's see. So I don't know if you guys remember Gustavo. He's one of the investigators that we had, or have. The one that I said that we dropped last week. He came to the activity. We had like a ward activity on Friday. He came to the activity and we like set up a time to come to his house and clean it. Because what happened is, like, after his wife died, he just lost all like energy to like take care of himself and his house and all this. So his house is just a disaster. And so what we decided to do was like, well, we're gonna stop teaching you the gospel for right now, but what we're gonna do is we're gonna like help you get your life back in order, because like his life's just kind of a mess right now, because he's just been 3 years living solo, and he just, yeah. But yeah, so what we did was we went and we cleaned his house the Saturday, and it was really good. We really helped him out, I think. We're probably gonna go back and help him out again because it's still pretty dirty, but yeah, so that was a really cool service opportunity that we had. And then, like, obviously, just like the little things of like, there was a lady carrying a big, huge thing of Coke and bread and stuff that she needed to carry to her house. We just like stopped and grabbed it and carried it back to her house. And ¿Qué necesita?
Usted quería torta frita, dice.
Sí, claro, quiero.
Bueno, entonces vaya. Ah, usted está haciendo su nota de voz para mañana.
Sí.
Ah, bueno, le digo, lo ayudo yo y después usted.
Pero no puedo ayudar. ¿Tengo que ayudar o no?
Sí, pero ahora lo ayudo yo y después usted cuando termina eso.
Ok, perfecto.
Perfecto.
Gracias, amigo. Sorry, that was other Flores. He's from Florencia Varela, Argentina. It's one of the areas in our mission. He's like a mini missionary. 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 But yeah, he's here. He's 18. He lives in Argentina here, and what we needed was an extra missionary, but we didn't have a missionary, so they just like had the mini missionary come and like take the spot of another missionary. He's a good guy. But yeah, so then service, like we've been just kind of doing stuff like that the whole week. I mean, that's just what we do, is serve all day long. And then something hard, quite frankly, I don't think there was anything that was like really tough this week. Like, it was honestly just a really good, solid week. I mean, yeah, I don't really have anything for that one. And then miracle. This is the miracle of the week. So there's these three kids that I think I talked about last week that have their baptism date for next Saturday. And, you know, we were teaching them and they told us that they were going to have to go to Paraguay and like this week. So they were going to miss their baptism date by like a week, and they weren't going to be able to be baptized. And so we're like, fetch, man, they have a baptism date, and like they all want to get baptized. They're super ready, like way more ready than I was when I was baptized. And they're awesome. They're couples. So what happened was, we went and taught them one day, and we were just kind of like, our plan was, we're just still gonna teach them and kind of tell them when they go to Paraguay that they needed to, you know, find the missionaries there and get baptized there. But they're like, oh, we don't want to go to Paraguay. We want to stay here in Argentina because we love it here. Like, they're really settled in the ward. The young men's leader is just a total stud. He, like, helped out the kids and helped get them friends in the wards, like a second dad to them and stuff. So it was really special for them to be baptized here in this ward. And so what happened was, we go to their house one day, and they're like, oh, we talked to our parents, and we get to stay here in Argentina for another year. So they're like, we can get baptized, and it was awesome. Like, everybody in the house was, like, super excited. The deal is they're the niece and nephew of Menos Activo, hermana that... lives in the ward. Like, her and her parents, they were inactives, but now they're starting to go to the daughter's starting to go to the church. Her parents still don't, but it's like they work on Sundays, so we're trying to get them to come, but it'll come. And then, like, so yeah, so that's really exciting. Like, super exciting, because now it's pretty crazy. This ward, we haven't had this ward before Laura Sanchez, which was the last baptism they had, which was in like 3 weeks ago. Before that baptism, it was almost a year that this ward had a baptism. And now it's like we have a baptism on Saturday and then a baptism on Sunday with three people. So we're baptizing four people this next weekend, which is just like, it's crazy. Like, the people in the ward are working so much better with us, and like our relationship is so much stronger with the ward. we're finding new people almost every day to teach, because my companion's a total stud. He just, like, we just talk with everybody, and it's sweet. We're just, like, working our butts off, and every day I come back to the pension, and I'm just, like, so worn out, but it's such a good feeling, like, to know that you've done everything you can to, like, bring people and to listen to the gospel, and I just, oh, it's so awesome. I love this place. I want to stay in Tulsa at least another transfer. It would be sweet. But yeah, so those were my four missionary moments, if you would like to call them that. So yeah, and then I listened to your guys' recording. It was pretty short, but yeah, sounds like you guys had a ton of fun. I love those videos that you guys sent me of jeeping in and up in the mountains. That's so sweet. Oh, I love jeeping. But yeah, I'm glad to see that you guys are having some good fun out in the, enjoying the summer and warmth and stuff. It's freezing here. Luckily, it didn't rain that much this week. I think just like a little bit at the beginning of the week, and then the rest of the week it's been pretty dry. I think it's going to start raining again though this week, so that's fun. Luckily the rain's not too bad. But yeah, and then as far as this week went, I don't know. I did a really bad job of writing in my journal this week, so I don't really remember what I did. Isn't that right, Elder Sosa?
Hello.
Elder Sosa says hi. Do you have something else to say?
Elder Levaron is awesome.
Hey, thanks, amigo. Elder Sosa is awesome.
No.
Sí, es cierto. But yeah. I was going to say something. Can't remember. Oh yeah, we're doing two different nights, Torta Frita night and taco night. Tonight is Sunday night, and we make Torta Fritas, and they're very tasty. I'll have to teach you guys how to make them when I get back, because they're just like, it's kind of like a sopapilla, but it's not. It's better. I'll have to teach you guys. And then tomorrow we're going to make tacos.
Taco night.
Taco night.
Yeah.
¿Está animado?
Demasiado.
Demasiado. No puede ser demasiado.
Va a haber taco night.
Va a haber taco
ice
night.
Ice cream night.
And ice cream night. Mañana es ice cream night.
También.
¿También?
Sí, porque mañana
le
cuento.
Mañana
hay que comprar las verduras y hacerlo en la tarde para la noche.
Sí. Para que no tardamos mucho.
¿Van a ir allá a la cumbre?
Sí. ¿A qué hora?
Las 11.
11, ¿no? Entonces en el camino a la pensión podríamos comprar las verduras que necesitamos.
Bueno,
para hacer.
Tenemos una noche grande aparte.
Perfecto. También podríamos hacer la mesa. No. Masa. La masa para hacer tortillas.
Elder Sosa, ya está muriendo otra vez.
¿Otra vez?
¿Por qué? Dije, ¿really?
Really?
Yo no puedo creer.
No puedo creer. Oh, but yeah. I'm speaking so much Spanish all day long. It's crazy. My brain, like, hurts every day at the end of the day. But it's good because I'm learning, like, so much. Sorry if I'm like, sorry if you can't understand anything, but yeah, it's kind of fun. Hey, do you have something to say? ¿Tiene algo decir?
I love you. No more.
No more. For what?
For what? Really?
No, it's...
There are girls pretty in your family?
No.
No.
No. I only have brothers, Elder.
Hay una prima.
No. But yeah, this week.
Sorry,
¿qué dijo?
¿Eh?
Elder Tolman, I love you, you sister.
So yeah, that's that. We found a lady that to teach this week also. I was going to say this. So we found somebody to teach this week that, like, at first she was, like kind of crazy. Like, she was saying how she goes to this church because there's a woman that leads it, and, like, I don't know. She was, like, kind of, like, going off about stuff about how, like, the church and the temple is, like, inside of us and that we don't need to assist. We don't need to, attend church that, like, I don't know. But then, like, today she went to church and she had an awesome experience, and we invited her to be baptized today, and she, like, accepted and stuff. It's, like, crazy. Like, I don't even know how, like, all of a sudden we're, like, having so much success here in the ward. It's just, like, it's directly related to, like, working and just, like, patience. Because at first, seriously, when I got here, we didn't have a single investigator. But now we have, like, we're getting, like, 3, 4, 5, like, a week. I think this week we got, like, 3, but then the first week we got here, it was, like, 6. But, yeah, it's just, the work is just progressing here. It's so awesome to see how, like, if we work with the members and stuff, like, because it's so sweet. Like, all of the members now are, like, super excited and ready to help us in all of our, like, lessons and stuff. And it's just sweet. But, yeah, so I don't really know what else to say. I mean, I didn't really do a good job of, like, going through the week. But, I mean, other than that, I'm still doing great. Excited to see that you guys are doing awesome. And I can't wait to hear more details about your trip to the Uintas, and also hear how your week was. But I love you guys tons, and I'll see you next week. Peace out.